tomorrow will be the first day since January of 1974 that a Blevins won't be serving in local government in some capacity. So my father was on city council, later county clerk. My uncle was on city council. I've been on city council as well as county clerk. My dad became county judge again for a short time. It's a long history of Blevins family service to this community. Love it. Love my hometown. Wanted to give back since I was a young man.
What have you, I mean, what do you think's caused that? Why has your family been so involved in government?
You know, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Dad, and Barkley's deceased, so we can't ask him. For me, it really was about wanting to give back to my community. I had a wonderful childhood here. The school system was good to me. I always kind of had this urge to give back in some way, and in 2006, decided to run for city council in the 10th district because the job became open, and it just intrigued me, and I've had a great time ever since.
Do you have a, it sounds, as I ask this question, it sounds a little awkward or funny, but is there a favorite memory in the role as county clerk?
Sure. There's lots of stories. We often joke that if you spend a week at a county clerk's office, you can write a chapter for a book. Those crazy things happen all the time. But my favorite memory is probably, and I think it was 2014 when the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage had to be allowed. We had a couple of young men come down here to get a license within like 20 minutes. And I was like, you guys, I'm all in favor of this, but we got to fix our software. We don't even know how to do this. Totally weren't expecting it, but we'll get it as quick as we can. I promise you we'll do it. And we had it ready in about 15, 20 minutes. But I'll never forget the look on everybody's faces. There were tears from a lot of employees and onlookers. The whole day, we had eight, maybe, couples come in. Lots of happiness and joy. I'll never forget that. I'm pretty sure that I issued the first same-sex marriage license in this state.
And I guess I'll take the flip side now. Is there a point in time during your time as county clerk when you said, I'm talking maybe some years back or whatever, that this is not what I want to do? I mean, was there some
absolutely.
Headaches too?
Oh, absolutely. 2020, it's very easy. That was one of the worst years of my life. I told the staff the next year in 2021 that my life is now divided again between prior to COVID and after COVID. And if I'm being honest, the degradation of our community started when Trump was elected. Not that we can blame everything on him per se, but I'm sure everyone has noticed the change in manners. There's a lot less respect. People are just kind of mean-spirited. So all that came to a head in 2020 and made this job extremely difficult.
So where does that leave Susan Lamb as your successor now coming in terms of, is it a little better now? I guess I'll ask that.
Not really. I guess the pandemic has receded a little, so for that point it is. But I think the public is still really changed from what we used to be. I used to be really proud of our state and our community, how nice we are to each other, and some of that seems gone to me now. So I think it was time for fresh eyes to come in here, maybe fresh spirit. So hopefully she'll tolerate it maybe better than I did.
So do you have one piece of advice or several pieces of advice for the new county clerk?
Sure. We've talked quite a bit all month. In fact, we've been going back and forth, and I've told her where all the sharks are in the water, at least the ones that I know about. But the biggest one, some of the things I've told her, for example, are we have records all the way back to the 1700s. And when you've become the steward of those records, you really feel the weight of that responsibility. It's a good weight, don't get me wrong, but those records are critically important to our history and our community, and protecting them is kind of a sacred feeling in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think people, it's interesting you say that, Don, because I think people think of maybe elections, getting tags for their vehicle, which have changed over the years too, right?
Right. Well, everything changes. You know, a county clerk's office is hardly static. The legislature changes our rules pretty much annually, something new. And with respect to elections, the last few years brought incredible change. So I'm hoping to leave Susan with a relatively stable environment so that she has time to learn the job. I regularly brag on this staff. They're so good. I tell people I could not show up for 6 months and no one would know. And they're great people. I really am proud of this office.
I'll ask and you can respond in terms of this decision at this point in your life. Why are you deciding this?
Well, so as I was telling you earlier, it's the confluence of a number of factors. I had some changes in my personal life last year that happened after the filing deadline, for the record, that were actually a positive in my life, but it's changed some of my life decisions, forced me to take a look at my life decisions. I was planning on retiring maybe at the end of 2023 anyway, so a lot of things came together all at once and directed that January would be the right time to do it.